Hello everyone, welcome to this podcast titled Creative Collectible Hobby. Collecting is a fun hobby, and one of the most interesting things to collect are art collectibles. Many different items can be painted with artwork and become an art collectible. Hobby enthusiasts collect such things as saw blades and wooden eggs which have had artwork painted on. People even collect designer rugs as art. Another art collectible hobby is collecting limited edition plates, thimbles, Christmas ornaments, and figurines produced by such companies as Bradford Exchange and, of course, many people collect fine art paintings. So, in today's episode, we shall be talking about how to come up with a craft idea for kid programs. Are you a camp manager or a Sunday school teacher looking for craft ideas to enrich your children? You may feel that you are not creative and you are struggling with your craft project. It is true that some people have the talent to find or invent craft ideas, but their creativity can be stimulated. Here's an easier way to find the craft ideas your kids need. Think perfectionism first. Decisions are complicated when you think there is only one right way to do something. No matter what children's program you help, there are always lots of good craft ideas. Don't worry about making the wrong choice. You have no choice as to the age and skill level of the children involved. Then consider your budget. When choosing craft ideas for a children's show, keep in mind that some are expensive. Pre-packaged kits are available for some children to make crosses with photo frames with fun bubbles or craft sticks. But if you have to create with many children, these kits can be extremely expensive. It is often easier to do the same project, looking at the pieces in a craft kit and buying the same materials in bulk at a discount store. It may require advanced preparation, such as cutting out shapes or at least making cardboard templates that children can use to cut their own patterns. But the savings are worth it. Another thing to note is that, despite the fact that women have instilled freedom over the years, boys and girls love different types of crafts. If the craft is too feminine, don't try it at the boys' camp. Stick to leather banknotes, Indian artifacts, dinosaur art, and similar projects. Girls like beads in pink or purple. Keep it on the children's side and get the pink stuff that will make the girls happy for these craft ideas for the children's camp, both for men and women. One aspect of creativity that non-creatives do not understand is that ideas come from other ideas. This means that if you are looking for craft ideas in a book or website, you may not like something, but if you allow it, you can get ideas for similar projects. Use everything you can and make the necessary changes in the crafting instructions. For example, you can write a slogan on the front of a boat. This is useful if you need to change the slogan to suit your needs. For example, "Girls rock, call him he rocks," in the image project. You can change it in VBS if it suits your requirements. One last suggestion is to realize that you don't have to change instructions or create new ones to get good craft ideas for kids. If it's better for you, follow the instructions in the letter. Anyway, the kids are having a great time. Choose craft ideas because every time the creativity of children exceeds that of adults. Even if their skills in this area are questionable, children are creative. Creative handicraft, potholder from scrap fabrics. Whether you need a gift for someone special or you just need a break, make creative crafts. Crafts can be therapeutic and useful or decorative when stressed. Everyone has a certain degree of creativity and, with modern kits and patterns, creativity does not have to end in discovery. If you have a sewing machine, you can learn to make creative crafts that will be useful and pleasant gifts. The dish rack is a great sewing project for beginners, which can fold leftovers or unwanted clothes and a little hair band in half. Here are some simple guidelines for this creative craft. First, cut 2 square pieces of 8 inches fabric for the front and back of the dish rack. For this product, choose a fabric that matches your kitchen. To make it easier, you can use an 8 inches square card as a template. Cut the old fabric into 8 inches squares and fill them. It should be thick enough to protect you from hot pots, but thin enough and flexible enough to sew. Position all layers with the outer layer on the outside and the filling layer on the inside. You can put a few large straight needles on each layer to hold them together. Now sew the center of the pile yourself. Sew the center of the back perpendicular to the first seam. Divide the rectangle into 4 rectangles. Sew the pile back from edge to edge and another edge to edge. The layers should now be united and solid. To tie the rough edges of your creative craft, cut with scissors so that all the layers are again level with the edges. Open the folded edge of the clutch belt. It may seem easier to use a wider band, but the narrower it is, the cleaner the final product will be. Starting at the corners, align the edge of the tape with the edge of the dish rack and start sewing all the layers along the first fold at about a quarter of the edge. Attach the open band to the edges and sew neatly and slowly until you reach the starting edge. Cut the hair band, leaving 7 centimeters to make the loop with the hook. Bend the adhesive tape over the edge of the blade so that the middle fold is level with the outside of the tile holder, and the other fold hides the edge of the strip blade. For best results, Sew the ties by hand now and when you get to the end, loop your creative crafts. This dish is just one example of a creative craft that can be made with a sewing machine. When you're done, you'll have comfortable items made from all recycled materials. Feel free to share or keep these creative crafts. Cruise holiday tips for smooth sailing. What could be more luxurious than a sea holiday? Traveling to exotic destinations on a luxury cruise, catching the sun's rays and breathing the salty air, no matter how free from work worries, is refreshing and rejuvenating. However, cruising should be planned to be the best it can be. Check out these travel tips to remember where to start when planning cruises. First, what is your budget? Do you need to reduce costs? Here are some tips to save money on vacation. When planning your vacation trip, you should know that there are off-season and off-season dates, and you can plan your off-season trip to get the best deal. However, what you may not know is that cruise lines actually change their prices several times during the year. Ask when their lowest price is in season. Also, keep your plans a little more flexible so you can change ships at the last minute. Sometimes the ship doesn't fill up, so the cruiser sells the last tickets for a real bargain. Because people spend money for souvenirs, drinks, etc. during holidays, a well-stocked trip is always to their best advantage. Use this knowledge and accomplish something great. Where you travel on vacation can make a big difference to your expenses. If you choose a popular destination, you can travel cheaper than a less popular destination. Whether you really care about those ports is another matter. If you want to stay on an ocean liner and enjoy luxury, book a non-stop cruise. These ships to nowhere are just as luxurious, but cheaper. To protect yourself during a holiday, do not bring expensive jewelry and costume jewelry. Make sure your passport, health insurance, and other documents are up to date. Don't forget to ask about any rules you may have inadvertently violated when departing from familiar shores. Laws can be different in ports and even on the water, and you don't want to have big problems with a foreign police agency. Learn about onboard equipment for an easy trip. For example, if there is an iron or dryer on the plane, then there is no need to pack things. Pack your own shampoo, toothpaste, and other necessities, as these things will be more expensive in the gift shop. During a cruise, you should have access to laundry facilities so that you don't have to wear a lot of clothes. Choose light, wrinkle-free clothes every 2 or 3 days and choose matching colors for different looks. If you participate in such activities during your cruise, be sure to wear formal or semi-formal attire. Thanks and see you next time. Bye.